A warm, very warm hello to everyone, and it's a wonderful thing to gather together this way for meditation. And as an introduction to this meditation, and also maybe as a, you know, coming to the end of this long series on mindfulness of breathing, there are sometimes things in our life that happen that really get our attention, like, wow, that, and our preoccupations, concerns we normally have just immediately fall away because it's like, wow, now, you know, we're really here with this. And there are some wonderful places we can go in the world where no matter what we're doing or thinking, it really gets our our attention. And for me, it was going to a small chapel in France when I was 18. And it was a 1,000-year-old chapel on top of a hill. And I entered into it, and it was the silence and the stillness that was there that was so powerful that something happened inside of me that felt very intimate and warm and connected and still, silent. And it was a quality that, you know, I was kind of like, wow. And so there, in terms of this path of meditation and the maturity of it, coming into full maturity of its potential, there are things that then get our attention. And one of those things can be silence. And a profoundly peaceful and open and sweet silence. It can be a phenomenally profound and protective, safe feeling of stillness that is not stillness of being frozen, but stillness of a early morning dawn someplace, maybe outdoors, and everything is still before the animals, the birds wake up, before the wind picks up. Sometimes it's spaciousness that gets our attention, that things are vastly, just seems like there's just lots of space around everything. And the spaciousness is so satisfying, so expansive, so almost liberating maybe, that it gets our attention. And these qualities of silence and stillness and spaciousness, in a certain way, they're always here. Silence is always here, but the silence gets filled with noise, and we don't often hear it. Stillness is always here in some kind of way, but it gets filled with activity. And spaciousness is always here, but there's ways in which it just seems like things have gotten claustrophobic. And in the mind, it can be this way. Silence, stillness, spaciousness, that's so nourishing, so wonderful, that it gets our attention. And when in meditation, the practice deepens far enough to really feel these qualities in the heart, in the mind, and in awareness. It's kind of hard to put words on where it is or how it is. Some people will feel like it's just everywhere. And it, when it's strong enough and clear enough, then there's a way in which then afterwards we realize that those qualities are ever-present. In spite of the noise, there is silence here. Beautiful silence. In spite of the activities and busyness, there is stillness. And in spite of the claustrophobic and the things, you know, being crowded or a lot of things happening, there is spaciousness. And when this feeling for orientation towards the silence or the stillness or the spaciousness that's here becomes easy. I don't know, easy is the right word exactly. Becomes available to sense, to feel, to taste, to hear, to feel in meditation. That can become a basis for the meditation, a support for it, or orientation for it, or nourishment for it, or a context for our meditation. So, entering into a posture that allows you to be still, some modicum of stillness with your body. Sitting alert or present or and allowing your body to settle into a stillness. Maybe taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And relaxing. Into the stillness of the body. As you exhale, to relax parts of your body, allowing the relaxation, the relaxing muscles, to relax out into the spaciousness that's here, as if there's lots of space to receive the releasing of muscular tension. Relaxing the belly, the shoulders, the face, and then relaxing the thinking mind, or any physical tension or contraction associated with thinking. Agitation, or softening, quieting your thinking so that you're also aware of a quietness within, or even a silence between your thoughts. Around your thoughts. Silence underneath your thoughts, beneath them. And breathing in a normal way. Perhaps you can feel the space just beyond the edges of the sensations breathing. The space beyond the edges of your body breathing. If you're aware of your torso moving as you breathe, the space around that receives the expanding chest. Expanding belly. And as you're sitting here, become aware within of any stillness that's here next to whatever movement and movements there might be in your body, in your mind, next to it, besides it, underneath it, inside of it. Is there any place of stillness? And perhaps the breathing, movements of breathing, sensations occur within the stillness, with the stillness. Beyond the edges of your body is space. With no clear feeling for the line between the edge of your body and the space around it. And there is spaciousness, space also within the body. Breathe with the space in a spacious environment. And silence. Trust the silence, a silent mind, a quiet place within. Breathing with the sweetness of quietness and silence within. And very gently, maybe tenderly, can you also allow your awareness, your mindfulness, your knowing, your very way of being, have qualities of stillness? Not moving towards or away from anything. Awareness, even sense of being, has qualities of silence. Quietness. Maybe awareness which is not based on thinking. Maybe because it's larger than thinking, more spacious than thinking can ever be. And allowing awareness itself, or your very sense of beingness, to also have qualities of spaciousness, openness, that's maybe peaceful. And it isn't that everything becomes silent and still and spacious, but rather to recognize that which is silent, still and patient, spacious. And as you exhale, relax into that place. Breathe with it. For these minutes, trust the simplicity of not being involved in what moves, what has noise in it and static. And which is contracted and spatially limited. Just open here. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, maybe in the way that silence is ever present between and behind or underneath the noise that fills it, or stillness is ever present, spaciousness as well. Maybe in the same way, love is ever present in all it, in any of its forms. Simple caringness, kindness, tenderness, friendliness, compassion, appreciation. And perhaps if we are quiet enough or sensitive enough, we don't drown out the ever-present love that's in our hearts here. Maybe it's a love or a tenderness or a kindness, or maybe if it could also take the form of respect and devotion, which is, which exists, or which touches on our relationship to other people. It exists in the mutuality of our lived lives together. And may it be that as the meditation gets quieter and stiller and more spacious, that these beautiful heart qualities nourish ourselves and we recognize it, that the nourishment comes also as we shine it on others. May it be that whatever known or unknown kindness that lives within us, love that lives within us, be shared with the people in our lives, people on this world, in ways that is for the benefit and welfare of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.